Many people look into their family histories because it gives them a sense of identity. But Black Americans often hit brick walls when doing this research. 90.5 WESA's Sarah Bowden reports on how DNA testing can illuminate lost branches of a family tree.
Rinalda Colvin has been researching her genealogy for well over a decade. She points to a beige cloth box about the size of a microwave.
This is all of my genealogy kit right here of everything that I have ever done.
The box contains copies of birth certificates, a will that lists enslaved ancestors, and old photographs, like a portrait of her great-great-grandfather as a young man. He wears a dark suit jacket and has somber round eyes.
His name is Sam Tucker, born and raised and died in South Carolina, and I believe he was born enslaved.
To learn the story of her family, Colvin says she's gathered oral histories in Alabama and South Carolina, searched for estate records on microfilm, requested files at government offices, and she recently sent away for a 23andMe DNA test. This will be the second time she's done genetic testing. She also has results from Ancestry DNA. Colvin decided to do additional testing after attending a workshop on African American genealogy at the Heinz History Center with about 75 other people.
How many people here have roots in, let's say, the Carolinas? Let me see a show of hands.
Michael Williams is a Pittsburgh-based genealogist.
How many here have any roots in Mississippi, Louisiana? Let me see a show of hands.
After testing with the company African Ancestry, Williams, who was adopted, was able to trace his matrilineal line all the way back to the Crew people, a historically seafaring group storied for their independence.
Well, the fact that she survived the Middle Passage, whoever this Crew maternal ancestor of mine was, this nameless, her progeny ended up in North Carolina.
People can also test their patrilineal DNA. Because women were often raped by the white men who enslaved them. For many Black Americans, the patrilineal results show European lineage. This kind of testing only provides information for a single genetic line, which is just a small slice of information considering that a person has 128 great-great-great-great-great-grandparents. A third option for genetic testing is autosomal DNA, such as 23andMe. This product gives a complete look at one's genetic makeup, which genealogist Shannon Christmas says is particularly helpful for finding distant relatives.
Even if you are not looking, someone else is, and they're going to run across your name and begin to understand where you fit into their family.
A lot of people are interested in autosomal tests for what Christmas calls the genetic selfie.
Because they are so hypnotized by the marketing around, for lack of a better term, ethnicity.
I'm pulling up my ancestry.
Rinalda Colvin scrolls on her phone.
It says Cameroon, Congo, and Southern Bantu peoples, 39%.
These ethnic breakdowns aren't all that accurate. For example, Colvin was originally told she was 30% Nigerian.
And now I'm like 3% Nigerian.
In contrast, Colvin says some of her white friends are more certain of their backgrounds.
It's like, oh, well, I know I'm a quarter German, a third of this, and and it's easy for them to identify who they are.
Colvin says it would be nice to know this information, but she's more curious about the generations who were enslaved and lived during the Jim Crow era. If she could talk to these relatives, Colvin says she would say thank you.
Because of what you had to endure, because of the pain, the suffering, the mishaps, history being unkind to you, thank you for all that you've done for me to be right here. And that I hope I can tell your story with dignity and pride.
With the results of her next DNA test, Colvin might find a distant cousin with whom to share these stories. I'm Sarah Bowden, 90.5 WESA News.
WESA receives funding from the Heinz History Center.